Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The warnings are coming thick and fast now. From inside the redoubts of the masters of the universe, we call them Motus, that their world is spinning out of control. I'm especially interested in the warnings from the Motus themselves, not because they have demonstrated any special ability to forecast, but because they're making noises in a large herd of bulls, knowing that if they set off the stampede, they'll get hurt. There is no bigger bull than UBS. It's the largest asset manager in the world, with nearly $2 trillion in assets. It told its clients in a newsletter last month that it no longer likes stocks, and it no longer likes bonds. Where are you going to put $2 billion? In baseball cards? "We are worried," said the firm that depends on the giddy optimism of investors, "concerned about valuations." UBS called the stock market stretched. The market has continued its rally with little fundamental improvement to support it. This divergence is becoming uncomfortably large. How about the bond market then, the traditional refuge when the stock market goes off its meds and gets all catatonic? "We don't like credit," said UBS flatly. "Too much money has flowed to too many shaky, highly leveraged companies, and UBS expects defaults to begin in 6 to 12 months. And it's not just the companies that have been on a borrowing binge. Financiers have been borrowing money with which to buy, and incidentally run up the price of, stocks. These gamblers are subject to calls when they get underwater, when their stock's value falls below their debt. Unlike mortgage lenders, these creditors do not tolerate submarine assets. They call the loan, as in right now." Hence, UBS has a third worry. "We have severe doubts about the ability of market makers to provide liquidity in a volatile scenario. This would pave the way for an overreaction." Volatile scenario? Overreaction? They mean crash. UBS says in its newsletter that it is trimming risk, that is, selling stocks and bonds, as fast as it can without triggering the very crash it fears, which it could easily do. Talk about risky business. The fear of imminent disaster has spread to the pre-stock market, the world of venture capitalism, where the next big thing is spun up and prepared for its IPO, initial public offering of stock. These are the geniuses that precipitated the dot-com collapse of 1999. Remember? Enormous investments in enterprises that had only a vague idea of doing something with dot-com at the end of it, who hired a large staff, rented posh offices, and blew all the money on sushi parties? Remember them? Well, they're back. Bill Gurley is a general partner in the venture capital firm Benchmark. His hair is on fire. He told the Wall Street Journal recently that venture capitalists are throwing a tsunami of money at tech startup companies that don't know how to do anything but spend money. They talk about the next big app, but what they do is lease posh offices for 10 years at a time, hire expensive people, splurge on sushi lunches, and schmooze for the next injection of investment cash. Take Snapchat, the photo messaging app, whose wrinkle is the message disappears after a few seconds. It's very popular with people who don't want their thoughts to stay around long. In the high-altitude world of venture capital, this firm is valued. In this context, value means the amount of money they could get from investors if they asked, at $10 billion. the company has no revenues. None. Crazy investing and crazy spending. What could go wrong? The last time the music stopped in 1999, about half the tech firms in Silicon Valley simply evaporated, and 700,000 jobs were lost. They're doing the same thing again to see if the results are different. The Wall Street Journal, unaccustomed as it is to downer stories like this, checked with some other venture capital motus and found 10 of them. 10. Who agree with Gurley that the jig is just about up. With that many people tiptoeing to the exits, should we keep dancing in this crowded theater?
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.